And what about a peach whose meat comes off easily?
A free stone.
Okay. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
That don't have to be shelled?
Mm-hmm.
Well, cherries don't.
What about beans that don't have to be?
Beans. Oh, snap beans.
Oh.
Don't have to be shelled. Those are snap. Okay. String beans.
What about some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans, limas, butter peas, pinto peas, beans. That would come under peas, so I believe.
Mm. Okay. What do the butter beans look like? I don't think I've ever seen any.
You haven't? They are just a small green vegetable.
Uh-huh. Do they, see, they do have to be shelled. Do they have several in a pod? Or?
Yes, uh-huh. Depending on the variety and size.
I see.
Maybe 3 to 5 or 6.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. And what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Greens are, well, I guess that's it.
And what do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it's brown and it has light stripes on it, or dark stripes on its body? Skimpers along the ground.
Smaller than a squirrel?
Mm-hmm, just a little bit. Would you call it a ground squirrel? Or?
Well, there is, and a fox squirrel is small too.
Oh, mm-hmm. And what's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad? Right. And what do you call a little creature about this big to maybe that big and it hops along the ground? They can live in land or water.
Toad frog.
Okay. And is there a difference between the ones that live on the land and the ones in the water?
I believe so.
Uh-huh.
Which the one in the water is a bullfrog, isn't it? Water frog.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And do you know some other names for land frogs?
Toad, I don't know.
Okay, fine. What do you call the smaller variety of frog that makes a chirping noise?
Rain frog.
And what do you call ordinary worms that are used for fishing bait?
Wigglers.
Is there another term for the very large worms that are used for bait?
Well, eel worms.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
And what about an insect with a long, thin body about this long and filmy wings that flies around over ponds?
Over a pond?
Uh-huh.
Mosquito?
Well, it's bigger than a mosquito. About that long, maybe, with wings that wide.
Unless it's water gnats. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, do you ever use the terms dragonfly or mosquito hawk? Or
yeah, mosquito needle? Hawk.
Mosquito hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is a water gnat anything like that?
Pardon?
Is a water gnat anything like that?
I don't know.
Okay. And what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud that some people say doesn't sting?
Builds it out of what now?
Out of mud.
That would be a dirt diver, would it?
That's what many people call it. Mm-hmm.